Good evening. For devotional this evening, I was thinking of the message we heard this morning and of our Sunday school and the discussion we were talking about the Holy Spirit and how to discern what is the true Spirit of God, and I was very inspired by the message as well, thinking of needing the Holy Spirit's direction. And so tonight I'd like to just look at the Spirit a little bit, or a few verses that speak of the Holy Spirit. So for the first one, let's turn to John chapter 3. This is where Jesus was talking to Nicodemus. And I'm going to have you in the front bench here. We're just going to read the first eight verses. And I would like to have you all stand up. And we'll start with Ethan and come this way. We're going to read a few scriptures and read these verses. So this is of course Nicodemus, and it talks here how Nicodemus came to Jesus at nighttime. He didn't want to be seen, probably. Came to Jesus at nighttime and he asked him a question. Okay, Ethan, you can stand up, turn around, and read nice and loudly and clearly. Thank you. Okay, we'll stop with that verse. So back to verse 3, Jesus said, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. So he's talking about the new birth. And then he explained it, and he talks, and going down to verse 8, he said, the wind blows where it listeth, and you can hear the sound, but you can't tell where it's coming from or where it's going. And I was just looking out the windows tonight. Usually we don't sit in church and not really supposed to sit in there and look out the windows, but I was seeing the cedar trees moving out there. What's making the cedar trees move? Of course, it's the wind. We can't see the wind, but we can see the effects of it. And Jesus is saying, when we have the Holy Spirit in our lives, we will be able to see the effects of it in our lives. We can't see the wind, but we can see what it does. Same for the Holy Spirit. I'm going to do something a little different tonight. I'm going to read a devotional that we read a number of months ago that I've thought of a few times since then, from Bob Stauffer's book. If you remember, Bob Stauffer was here a while ago and spoke. And so I'm going to read something he wrote on the Holy Spirit. Are you listening? And he uses the verse John 16:13. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. I was instructing a group of new believers in preparation for baptism using the book Basic Bible Studies. On this Sunday, our lesson was on the Holy Spirit. After we had worked through the material, I asked the class, when have you heard the Holy Spirit speaking to you? For about a half a minute, no one answered. Then one person spoke up and said, when I realized I was a sinner and needed to surrender my life to the Lord. Yes, I said, the Holy Spirit speaks to us and impresses us through God's word that we are lost and need a Savior. As Jesus said in John 6:44, no man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him. The Holy Spirit is the one who draws us to Christ. What are other examples of times you have heard the Holy Spirit speaking to you? A longer period of silence ensued. Finally, someone else said that he thought the conviction to follow the Lord in baptism was from the Holy Spirit. I asked for more examples, but no one spoke. I took the opportunity to teach some more about the Holy Spirit. That Sunday, I gave the class an extra assignment for the week. All of us were to prepare our hearts with attentiveness and listen for the Holy Spirit's promptings that week. The next Sunday, we would share our experiences. A week later, every person in the class had something to share. One person said that when he was tempted to retaliate, when offended by a sibling, the thought came, "Be ye kind one to another." He was sure it was the Holy Spirit speaking to him. Another person shared that he'd had an inner prompting to do a helpful deed. He obeyed. A young woman's testimony especially impressed me. One day she found a big mess one of her siblings had made. Her first impulse was to ask her mom to get that sibling to clean it up. Then a thought came to her. "Do you love your sibling?" "Well, yes," she admitted. "Why don't you demonstrate that love by cleaning up the mess yourself?" the voice asked. The woman told us, "I think that was the Holy Spirit speaking to me." I asked, "What did you do about what you heard?" "I cleaned up the mess." "And how did you feel after you obeyed that prompting?" She did not have to say a word. Or she would not have had to say a word. Her face lit up like a 200-watt light bulb. That morning, two truths were cemented in my mind. First, we will hear the Holy Spirit's promptings when we listen for his voice. In that week, each person in our class had become aware of the Holy Spirit's ministry by being especially attentive to his divine witness in everyday life. Second, hearing from God and obeying is the recipe for spontaneous joy in our Christian walk. That is indeed walking in the Spirit. How do you answer the question, how has the Holy Spirit spoken to you in the past week? So that spoke to me. You know, how has the Holy Spirit spoken to me in the last week? And am I listening? Am I listening for the Holy Spirit's prompting? Okay, we're just going to look at a few more scriptures. And the next one is the fruit of the Spirit. We're just going to read through the fruits of the Spirit, Galatians 5, 22 to 26. Just a few verses there. And I think we'll just keep going with you girls. Galatians 5, 22 to 26. I think it's good for us to look at these things in sometimes, from time to time. Okay, you can begin reading verse 22. Okay, thank you. Such good things here. And again, these are fruits of a life that's lived with Christ. They're not something that we can put on our own, but they are a fruit of a life lived with Christ. I think we'll read one more verse that I love. That's in Luke, a few more verses in Luke 11. And I'll read these, 11, 9 through 13. Luke chapter 11, verses 9 through 13. "And I say unto you, ask and it shall be given unto you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth. And to him that knocketh it shall be opened. If a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he for a fish give him a serpent? Or if he shall ask an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If ye then being evil know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him?" I love that. I love the thought that if we ask the Lord, he'll give us the Holy Spirit. And I feel, you know, I feel a desperate need for the Holy Spirit in my life, and I think we all do. And I love that promise that he will give to those that ask him. Let's stand for prayer. Dear God in heaven, we bow before you tonight. Father, we thank you for the privilege to be here. Lord, we thank you for song, and thank you that we can praise you and you're worthy of praise. Lord, we also thank you for your Holy Spirit. And Lord, we just pray that you would bless each one here tonight, bless all of us, and fill us with your Spirit and help us to be useful and to be listening for your promptings, we pray. And again, we thank you for the privilege to be here tonight, and we just commit each one to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Matt, for that devotional. For another song, let's open up our Christian hymnals to 437. Number 437. Thank you. Okay, the children can come forward up here up front, and Nicoletta will have a few songs for them.
Thank you, children, and Nicoletta for leading those songs. Does someone have a selection? Either hymnal. I'll give you another chance after this one. Number 75 in the church hymnal. 75.
Thank you.
66, church hymnal. Song number 66. After this song, we'll look to Hugh for a song group.
We'll join the ever-rising
Thank you, Hugh, for that group. That was very beautiful. For another song, let's turn our Christian hymnals to 577. Number 577. The next song, let's open up our church hymnals and turn to 251. Number 251.
Oh,
This time we will look to Nathan and the school to come up and share a few songs with us.
Building up the temple of the Lord.
My thank you all. You really enjoyed that. We enjoyed that so much. You might think that was the last time that you need to sing that. That's number three for the one song, but who knows? We really enjoyed it. It might not be. Does someone have a selection? I think we'll sing a few more songs. 419, Christian hymnal. 417, Christian hymnal. I think I'll take one more after that one. 417, Christian hymnal. That song, Footsteps of Jesus, you know, Gerald said some good things about it yesterday, and I just had to think, you know, if we're following Jesus, regardless where he's leading us, through the cold, dark mountains or wherever it is, you know, if we're following his footsteps, we can have the confidence that he's there with us. And that's a comfort to me. That's 417.505, church hymnal. Christ's everlasting gospel, 505.
Jesus, from her mortal grave,
Song this evening, I think we'll sing one from the Zion's praises, but never fear, it's very familiar, How Great Thou Art. This is a song of praise, and it's always that's always good in its own right, and I love the words of this song. I was also thinking this morning of Ginny, and this song reminds me of her. I know it's one she loved. So let's maybe we'll stand to sing this song. And after this song, we will look to the minister's clothes.
Stars, I hear the rolling thunder. Come.